Thank you. A 17-year-old boy was walking home after visiting a friend in McKinleyville on Sunday night and was shot in the neck by a BB gun-type weapon. The teenager suffered a wound that could have been far worse. The juvenile told responding deputies that he was walking home past Dow's Prairie Elementary School when he heard what sounded like a BB gun being fired and then felt a sting in his neck. When he put his hand to his neck, he found blood. When the boy got home, he attempted to remove the BB by himself but was unable to do so. He notified his mother, and she drove him to a local hospital for treatment. The emergency room doctor reported that the BB had struck the boy in an area about 5 millimeters from his jugular vein, which could have been fatal if it had been hit. The teenager said he has no idea who may have fired the BB gun, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to an alarm at the Bayshore Mall this morning, and once on scene, the incident was upgraded to a full structural response, including 3 engine companies, a truck company, and 3 officers. The first engine company found water coming from the entryway of a small business, and security said there was a smell of smoke in the building. Further investigation led to the discovery of a small fire in the office of a clothing store. The sprinkler system had extinguished the fire. There was minimal damage due to the activation of the sprinkler and the quick notification of the fire department. The cause of the fire appears to be accidental, and there were no injuries reported. While major wildfires continue to burn across the state, including the King Fire in the Sierras, which has burned more than 80,000 acres, fire activity in our region has died down. The Strike Fire, which burned less than 10 acres in the Orleans Ranger District, has been 100% contained after a quick response from smoke jumpers and air units that quickly attacked the blaze before it could spread. The Happy Camp complex has scorched more than 130,000 acres, but containment stands at 80%, and the northern edge of the fire is now on patrol and mop-up status. More than 800 personnel remain on scene in the area, battling the collection of 15 fires that make up the Happy Camp complex. The July complex stands at 98% containment after it scorched more than 50,000 acres east of Forks of Salmon. Crews continue mop-up work there as well. St. Joseph's Hospital has made a donation that will help local organizations provide a warm bed for those in need this winter. The hospital has donated more than 1,000 items, blankets and bedding, to the organizations including the Eureka Rescue Mission, the Betty Chin Day Center, the North Coast Veterans Center, and groups in Willow Creek and Arcata as well. The gently used blankets and bedding were declared surplus by the hospital. Hospital Social Work Coordinator Joy Victorine said the hospital is thrilled that they will be put to good use by local groups. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is searching for 55-year-old jail inmate Brett Edward Harlan, who was released from jail last week on a 4-hour pass to visit a sick relative. He never returned. Harlan is an adult white male with a prosthetic right leg, several tattoos. He's 6 feet tall and weighs 220 pounds. He has a shaved head and has a tattoo on his neck and on the back of his head. Anyone with information is asked to contact Mendocino authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Karen Diemer works for the City of Arcata as the Director of Environmental Services, and she appeared on Talk Shop to speak about Arcata and discussed much more than recycling. Diemer pointed out that the plaza is the economic heart of the city and highlighted the positive changes city leaders have made to make the plaza more welcoming to a broader community. Another key component in Arcata is the community center, a hub of activity on every day of the year save one, and that its impact has gone above expectations.
I think 10 times more than anybody ever would have hoped for. I mean, that building is programmed almost every single day of the year. I think we do close Christmas. We tend to not even be able to close New Year's Eve. You know, there is constantly something in that facility.
Diemer pointed out that although the community center isn't a major revenue generator, it plays a key role for Arcata.
You know, the city might not see huge revenues coming in, but literally millions of dollars transfer hands for local nonprofits and local community clubs in that facility every year.
Humboldt seniors make regular use of the community center, and that helps the city in other ways, according to Diemer.
birthday parties, quinceañeras, weddings, and then all of the other recreational activities, including then daily senior lunch. So all of the Humboldt Senior Resource programs, we leverage their free use of that facility to garner the rest of the state and federal monies in to provide services for seniors.
The old community center, which was going to be sold, has been refurbished and remains in use by Arcata. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.